perfect timing.
Yeah, and can I tell you, I just have to defend that, I mean, growing up in Bellevue, I'm technically a Louisiana native, but I moved to Bellevue when I was 12, so that's home, you know. And, of course, I spent all of my high school years running away from Bellevue, hanging out at Beth's Cafe in Seattle, literally all of my time there. You know, like, I mean, I was convinced that I would be able to go back 10 years later and still see my drawings and etchings on the wall, like, you know, fuck the establishment and whatever when I was 17. But it's not. It's all gone. They had a fire, and I'm crushed. But
Yeah.
But
well, they've had fire. They've
in the Northwest.
Yeah, they've gotten national exposure via all of the food channels and food shows lately.
Really?
Oh yeah, they were featured on Man vs. Food, and the host tried to beat the 12 egg omelet challenge.
He can't.
Failed with
we
like
try.
Two bites left. Two bites, and the man gave up, walked away.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You can't beat that omelet. It's huge, you know.
But
and I went back there, and they had like the same bus boy that used to be there, you know, 13, 14, 15 years ago, which made me laugh so hard. I was like, and I actually was telling him that I was sitting at Best Cafe when I was 19 years old, and this woman walks up to me and sits down in the chair. She's like this overweight blonde woman with, like, you know, cheap Maybelline makeup, which at the time I wouldn't have noticed, but now that I'm into makeup, I hate makeup, but I have to be into makeup for what I do. Like, it was like this super cheap, you know, like, makeup, and with, like, too much blue eyeliner. And she was like, she sits down, she goes, hey, you draw? And I go, no. And she goes, you sing? And I go, no. And she keeps asking me all these questions. She's like, you know, do you dance? And I'm like, no. And she goes, well, okay, I should just tell you that I'm psychic, and I see you doing something, but I don't know what it is, and it's killing me. And then some other guy walks up and sits down, and he's like, yeah, and I'm psychic too, and she's, you know, more psychic than I am, but we both noticed you across the room and can't figure out what it is that you're going to do or that you do. And I'm like, I'm 19. I don't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in school. I don't, you know, like, and they're like, do you draw? And I'm like, I doodle. You know what I mean? Like, not for real. And they were like, well, you're going to do something, and it has something to do with being on stage. And we just can't for the life of us figure out what it is, but you're not going to go to school for it, and you're going to be quite good at it. And I was like, okay, well, it was nice talking to you. It was very weird. And then, sure enough, 2 years later, I started doing stand-up, and I was doing it for a living by the time I was 22.
Well, it kind of sounds almost like a perverse version of Big, except not quite the age difference.
Yeah, and in Beth's Cafe, in a smoke-filled, nasty diner, you know, like. But, yeah, so, and I went back there, and I hadn't been back there probably since I was at least, you know, 21, and it was extremely trippy for me, you know, like, because I'd forgotten about that story until I went back, and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that psychic, you know, like, I almost want to, like, put a thing on the wall and say, hey, psychic, you were right, it was comedy, you know?
Well, no, I'm probably getting ahead of myself by saying this, but I tell you, I don't see as to where, like, it's probably some kind of goofy, number one, for somebody to tell you just out of the blue that they were a psychic, much less being confronted with two at the same time on the same day, whatever. But listening to your enthusiasm, I can't see as to where you're not going to end up being successful because of a couple of things. First and foremost, that you're a student of your craft, obviously.
Right.
And your enthusiasm and passion are right there on the surface. But also, you've been doing this for about 12 years, right?
Right.
Okay, so
I think on my 12-year anniversary, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people say that, like, come about 15, between 15 and 20 is when, you know, if you're a comic worth your salt, that's when things are going to happen.